from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the only way I can really kind of like look at this, you know, with a true objective perspective is this. Any quarterback that I played against who had that dual run-pass capability, that I knew that no matter how deep I was as a safety on the football field, he could still put it over my head. Those are the guys who scared me to death. I remember Major Harris from West Virginia when I played against him when I was at Pittsburgh, thinking, this guy can throw it from anywhere. He can beat me at any time. I have to defend the entire field. Josh Allen does that. He does that. It's that simple. I don't know how he's number one on this list.
Louis Riddick, as ESPN almost straight up like unanimously was like, what is this most overrated nonsense? Which again tells me that that ESPN debate shows are lies, because several people on those panels over the years have said that he's been bad or that he is overrated or blah, 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 blah.
He's a turnover machine.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, like for Kimberly Martin to then suddenly be sticking up for it when she was being straight up dismissive a couple times during some shows with Allen discourse.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. Especially when Greeny got the jersey. Yeah. Like, that was a whole thing, too, you know?
ESPN shows are fake. FS1 shows, they're fake. The debate shows, they're fake. Everything's fake with them. Not everything. Let me rephrase that. But the debate topics are fake because you need someone to be able to speak on the negative for a debate. You have to have someone on the opposing side for a debate.
Yeah.
And that's what debate shows are.
Right. And there's
people yelling at each other.
They're designed to have hot takes spewed in the middle, in between.
To cause reactions.
To cause fans of those teams that the takes are about to react. And the Bills get that a lot.
And once again, I'm going to say it. Don't worry about Josh Allen being overrated.
He's only being overrated because he is
not even that,
that
ready?
Good.
This is a public service announcement for all Bills fans.
It's a PSA.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need to stop seeing this because it's going to drive me insane every time that I say something about this. Just because people have a dissenting opinion about the Bills or Josh Allen does not mean we need to get angry about it. People are allowed to have opinions. It's okay for them to be wrong or misinformed, and if they're talking on a logical fallacy, actually call them out on that part. But if it's an opinion that isn't based in fact, it's okay to ignore it and move on. It's healthier, even. And if we had a show that would simulcast this with a camera, I'd be looking directly into the camera and trying to look into the souls of everyone while saying,
with sunglasses on,
do not get mad when people talk smack.
Taking the high road is the exponentially better approach.
It's healthier.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do this.
Make yourself feel like a better person.
And all, and I mean, you know, I feel like this fan base, this fan base more than others, to be louder about arguing back.
Here's what I think.
That in social media circles, people go, oh, that's good bait. It draws the Bills fans in.
Right.
Like, that's why Nick Wright is so hated, because he knows how to play a heel on this fan base.
You're 100% right. Because
his actual show, he's very articulate and he's very good at what he does, and he knows how to talk with facts to back up opinions.
Right. He knows when he drops those banners from the ceiling that
he's got us.
Yes, he's
as a fan base.
He's got you. And listen, it's by design.
This is the couch portion of the show, and I'm putting the whole fan base on the couch right now, okay? I'm going to be the sports therapist. We're putting the fan base on a couch, okay? You do not need to get so uptight.
No.
When the national media, or God forbid, other fan bases say that Josh Allen is overrated, not that good, he's not as good as blah, blah, blah. Again, people are allowed to have opinions, especially fan bases. Fan bases go wild with that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to get mad about this. And it's sounding like I'm getting mad about people getting mad. No, that's not what I'm saying here. And it's not what I'm trying to purvey. We need to. It is an 18-week season that begins this weekend. Or next weekend.
This coming weekend. Yeah.
1 week from today, we're in it.
Yeah, starting Thursday, we're in the football.
Starting Thursday, we're in it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need this to come any sooner than right here, right now. Because, again, NFL players rated Mac Jones 2 years ago as the 85th best player.
And Aaron Rodgers, again, was in the top 100.
Mac Jones has already been benched for Bailey Zappi, who also got cut this preseason, and traded to Jacksonville for peanuts. That is the 85th best player from 2 years ago? No, the players sometimes do not know what they're talking about because they only see a certain amount of opponents.
Right. Your in-division opponents are probably going to know a little bit better, but the players around the league you see maybe once a year. Maybe.
It is okay for players to have opinions and not be correct on them.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I get it.
By the way,
the Bills market's
smaller. Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa were one vote short. Each of them had 10.
Mm-hmm.
Allen had 11.
Right.
Josh Allen was also rated the biggest trash talker, which means that some of those are probably out of spite.
100%.
You ever get beat by someone and they talk that smack directly to you knowing that they're better than you? You don't like that person at that point. You don't like them at all. So of course I'm going to vote that he's overrated. Dude trucked me and went running in for a touchdown.
Yeah, when he stiff arms you 5 yards, throws you out of bounds. Yeah,
like if the Bills did not have Josh Allen, we would hate Josh Allen.
That's exactly what I say. Evan in the update mentioned Mike McDaniel getting the extension, right? He's becoming Florida man. We said that off air. But anyway, his snarky remarks as a head coach, you only don't like it because he's not your head coach, right? And he knows how. He's doing the same thing, right, that the media people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what to say, when to say it in these press conferences to try and get under the fan base's skin and knows what's going to be the next big clip.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the same thing. And if he was our coach, we'd love that.
Yes.
That's just how it is. That's what it is.
Ready? If the Bills didn't have Josh Allen, Bills fans would hate Josh Allen.
Yes.
Because he's so good at what he does.
Just like how we hate Patrick Mahomes.
Because Patrick Mahomes is on our team.
Which basically, I mean, they're similar.
The joke is, we have Patrick Mahomes at home.
But, yeah.
But it's not that big a downgrade.
Yeah. Right. But
we as a fan base need to be better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I cannot express that enough.
I used to be a lot worse with that. Before I started this job, like when I was just an actual like fan, right? It'd go in the group chats and start blowing up.
And nobody's going to accuse me
no.
of being the balanced radio persona. nobody should accuse me of being the fair and balanced, don't cheer in the press box guy. Don't give me a pass to the press box. Please don't.
I mean, you should see us here.
Because I will get myself kicked out, because I will fist bump when I see Josh Allen do a cool thing. I will stand up and say, Shakir Hive, stand up when he makes a play. It does not matter where I am located.
Yeah, right next to the
Because when he makes a play, I'm going to say it. When it when you will be in the newsroom with me, and Khalil Shakir is going to do something awesome, and Josh and I are going to do the rocket power woogity, 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 woogity. Anytime we see him do something awesome, or Zach, any one of us three, we see Khalil Shakir do something cool, we text each other.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not here.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. And this is about a Bills third-year wide receiver that was picked in the fifth round. So don't confuse me for a soulless,
impartial,
yeah. Mm-hmm. not soulless, impartial, when you have to be journalist. They have that job because they need to cover it and have the locker room access. They cannot have the same emotions that we are allowed to carry. I have a 3-hour show on a Saturday where I'm allowed to spew opinions and be myself for hell or high water. I'm allowed to be me. And this crazy dingbat is going to tell y'all, calm down. That's it. End of non-high volume rant.
Yeah.
That's how you know that I'm speaking from a great place. I'm not yelling. I'm not trying to be
animated.
You're
smiling right now, actually.
I'm smiling the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's like nothing about this is upsetting me.
It's like to sit down on the couch.
I'm just trying to help everyone be healthy through the season emotionally and mentally.
Yeah.
Because we have a long season ahead of us.
We do.
There's an alleged Super Bowl window closing. And you know what? That's adorable, okay? Let them say it.
Right.
It's adorable that they think that it's all over because the Bills lost players. Every team does it. How well do you reload? The how is going to be fascinating this year. It's actually going to be something I want to look forward to.
Yeah. You just did the sit them down on the couch, put the hand on the shoulder, hey, sport.
Yeah.
Like, that was the talk you just gave.
I've never felt more old in my life. Trying to part wisdom than just now.
Wisdom imparted.
Wisdom.
Consider wisdom imparted.
Wisdom has been parted. I don't know if it makes me better. I don't care that it makes me better. I'm not here to say that I'm better than anyone. I'm here to just say what I want to say. And like I said, through hell or high water, somehow I've been given this microphone to do that. I'm thankful for it every time. But we gotta cool it on the reacting.
It'll be better if everyone's cool about the reacting.
Exactly.
Because then they won't get the reaction.
Exactly.
Then they're going to go harder.
Yeah. Let's really piss
people
off.
Let's flip that script.
Let's piss people off this
year.
Let's
do what they do to everyone else.
Let's piss everyone off this year and go, okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's flip it.
Let's hit them with the metaphorical K. You ever get that in a text?
I get it. And I, like, from my parents, and I'm like, are you being passive aggressive with me? Like,
you're right.
My mom said that the other day, and I was
ready?
Like,
Bills Mafia, be passive aggressive this year. Let's really upset people. Here I'm talking about, like, trying to be healthy with my emotions, and I'm saying, let's make everyone's worse.
Let's just be obnoxiously passive aggressive.
Let's make everyone else so mad. Let's mess with everyone else's emotions instead. I don't know if that's the message I should be conveying.
I mean, I kind of like it. It's different. It's not conveyed anywhere else.
Oh boy.
What else can you say other than
I'm
K?
I'm going to hell.
What there's gotta be something like cool? Like
no, ready? So Bruce Nolan's been doing this, friend of the program, throughout the offseason of if someone's saying something ridiculous to the point where they're not worth arguing with, throw the word pineapple.
Just say something.
Yeah. No, like just, that's it. Like, they say something that just you're not worth talking to anymore, respond with pineapple.
Yeah, they don't know what to say.
They don't know what to say, and enough of our fan base has picked up on it at the point where, okay, you know to mute that person, don't engage with that person. All right, that's your warning sign. There's your red flag. Pineapple.
Wow. Okay, so it's like...
Bruce is one of the best...
It's like the bat signal.
With,
it's just
Bruce
like,
is
hey.
One of the best with advocating for sports mental health.
Yeah.
Of how to watch the game, have fun with it, but also be as logical and healthy as possible doing so. And I'd love to say I'm taking a page out of his book on this in my own unique dumb style.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I got to start doing
that. Just keep throwing pineapple around, guys.
My favorite thing.
Guys and girls, throw pineapple out there, okay?
Pineapple.
If somebody says something that you don't like about what the Bills are or what they think they are, pineapple.
My favorite thing in college used to be engaging in Twitter warrior duels.
No, we don't need to do that.
I don't do it anymore. But pineapple.
I have too much.
Phenomenal.
I have too many hobbies to argue with people constantly. And God love him for it. When Nate does it to Dolphins fans and it's a whole bit and he has fun doing it. At least he's having fun doing it. I could never do it.
Does he instigate? Or does he starts it.
Oh yeah, Nate totally throws the stick of dynamite at them.
Yeah. See, like, that I can appreciate. Because, like, it's not just, like, defending. It's, oh, I'm going to just...
I'm going to call him out.
Yeah, I'm bringing...
Nate does it himself.
I'm bringing him in.
It's Nate's fault. All right. We said we were going to get to Around the League. I got on a little free-spirited rant.
Yes, because we're already starting to see some
of that
stuff.
We're going to go and actually do that coming up next. But we'll also be doing plenty more around the league, looking around it, getting at least an AFC East heavy perspective as well. When we have Mark Schofield joining us at 1 o'clock, by the way. Mark Schofield of SB Nation, he's been talking to us for years, and I couldn't be happier to get the Mark Schofield NFL preview, trademark pending, coming in for this show at 1 o'clock. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Sports Talk Saturday rolls on. Plenty more coming up next here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.